The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw On Your Questions, episode 361. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
How you doing?
And Brian Manjoma.
What up, what up?
All right, missing a couple people. No Manny, actually, he's still recovering from Anime NYC, which apparently went very well for him. You know, he did very well.
He's been cast to be in two animes. They're going to make him his own character.
I'm not surprised, though, that Anime NYC was better than NYCC. Nobody gives a fuck about comic. You know, it's all about anime.
They're like, you got an audiobook of that shit?
Yeah, right? Did you imagine that comic book audiobook? Do something. The industry's fucking dying, you know?
They have to. That's the sad thing, but they probably do. Get some voice actors, and it's like, oh, it's me, Superman.
Yeah. I will save you.
Exactly.
Why did I sound like Teal right now? You know, Kratos?
Oh, it's just a weird guy.
By the way, I did see, and shout out to a guest that we had recently, Chancleta Mangusa, Manny.
Yeah, he went there, Armando. Yeah, that was dope. I told him, I tweeted him, like, yo, go see Manny, you know? So that was dope. You know, so yeah, good times. Chris is tired, you know, family man, early family man, you know? Adam, you know how that goes. No energy in the early
it's
days.
It's going to have to take him a few years to adjust to this new life and then figure out the balance.
Exactly. And, you know, bread is bread of the wild, you know? By the way, that did you see that? Who posted that shit? It was some fucking article compared, I think it was, what did they they compared Halo to Forza for the Breath of the Wild. Michael, are you fucking kidding me? I thought they could compare Forza to Breath of the Wild. You guys are really tripping now. You know,
it's nuts, man. It's going crazy.
So, I had to retweet this from some guy I follow on Twitter. He was like, let it be known that the only two games in existence are Dark Souls and Breath of the Wild, which is true. You know, every game's Dark Souls, every game's Breath of the Wild, you know.
Meanwhile, all the Rise fans are like shaking their heads, are like, what about us?
What happened to Rise? Remember, Rise out of Rome was the game, you know.
It's the future. I was just playing that a few months ago. Never let go.
And this article was comparing the campaign, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I didn't read the article.
Just being honest. I hope it was a campaign and not the multiplayer.
Who played the campaign for the new Halo? That's not available, is it?
A lot of industry people have been sneak peeks, I guess.
Yeah.
Like the first couple of hours of the campaign, I think all the usual suspects.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm kind of just going off the rumors. I thought a little bit of the campaign was available to everybody, or am I wrong about that?
That was part of the rumor, but instead we just got this multiplayer beta.
Okay.
And I think next week we get more of the multiplayer. There's something else, or the full version of the multiplayer. Something else happens, but it's just a multiplayer.
Yeah. By the way, I find it funny that we're talking about this since that's literally the featured image and the first question. We got a lot of questions about Halo for obvious reasons, but so Carlos, so they I hope they compared it to the campaign. I'm like, how are you going to compare Breath of the Wild to the multiplayer? Like, what?
The multiplayer,
weapons are going to fall apart. Yeah. It's like, god damn.
But it's one of those things, man. Like, I call it out of journalistic respect. I don't quote tweet that stuff. That's a really stupid fucking article. I'm sorry. Like, come on, guys. Yeah. You know, I feel free at least saying that because other journalists ripped them apart. You know? Like, what are you doing? And yes, I believe it was the usual suspect who came up with that headline. I could be wrong about that. No. They did the Forza one where they compared Forza to some nightmarish hellscape. I'm like, damn, you're talking shit about Mexico like that? What the fuck?
It's not that bad.
Yeah. I think it was another publication that compared Breath of the Wild to Halo. But there was, you know, the place, you know, which I'm talking about. They've been, you know, the, you know, kind of an anime kind of sounding website. They said that Forza is like a post-apocalyptic wasteland. I'm like, damn.
What?
You're just in Mexico like that, Brett?
No, I mean, you see people.
Yeah, because they, sure, they said, like, oh, there's no humans here, you know?
It starts over. Or you see see a show up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. Roboting again.
Adam, you've been roboting. Try it. I think you're back.
Think you might be
I don't. I don't know. I really don't know. Like, my connection says it's strong. I'm not doing anything on this. And like I said before, I was using other services. I think it's just Discord doesn't like me. Something's going on.
Well, it's not only Discord. It's me as well. Yeah. Anyway.
Damn.
Now you saw the most recent stuff. You said it was pretty clear.
So. Let me see. Let me turn off the.
Video. You're good right now. You know. Anyway, man, let's get into it. We got some questions. You know. All right, Bob Hitz starts us off here. All right, with the momentum Microsoft has with the launch of Forza Horizon 5 and the multiplayer portion of Halo Infinite, do you think this momentum will carry it on to 2022, or will Sony's two main games, God of War and Horizon, their own Horizon, be enough to topple that momentum? Here's the thing. Forza's momentum, it's going to end probably by the end of this year. It's a racing game. Those don't last very long. Halo may go on for a little bit, depending on the updates. But I don't think those other games are going to like cut the legs off of them because they're serving two different audiences. That's the way I see it, at least. So I don't think they need to worry about that. It's just how do you maintain the Halo momentum? Because it seems pretty strong right now. But I don't really see Forza lasting beyond this year.
No, I don't think it's going to be that. All the other studios that start releasing titles that they've been working. Because there's a lot that... we have other...
Adam, you may as well turn your camera back on. You're still roboting.
Oh, but a lot of them... Face. There you go. And I took a shower this month. So
you know?
Right? So, remember, they got all these studios, and a lot of them said that they had games that were in production that are scheduled to release in 2022, but they didn't want to give early dates or any of that stuff. So I'm sure a lot of those will be ready to spit out of the oven, and then we'll see if they hold up. What's that one? It was by the same group that it turned into like, it looked like it was like a free to play type battle royal something, and we were all
Apex Legends?
That. The studio.
Fucking robots. We get some people put on Adam's fucking mic. Okay, Shaq, you crazy, bro.
Yeah, let's
Adam, just log off and come back on, man. Maybe that'll do some, you know. I want to hear his point.
it's a good point. Or maybe, Adam, I think it's... It doesn't really matter what Sony does at this point. It's just more of what Microsoft is going to do. Like you mentioned, they're doing a new approach to the Halo franchise. I don't want to sound, you know, like one of those people, but it's like, you know, like the Destiny kind of approach.
Yeah.
And it's just dependent on how well 343 and Xbox can deliver on this, because like Tony mentioned, and I agree. Forza Horizon doesn't have as much of a shelf life as something like Halo does. So I think it's all depending on how Halo, you know, carries on, especially the multiplayer more than anything. The campaign is going to be there, and people are either going to like it or hate it, but I think it's going to, you know, it's not going to last that long because it's just a single player. But the multiplayer, you know, with all of these seasons, and it's still on beta, people were pretty hyped. There's a lot of people, you know, Steam. Also, it's an important note to make. This game is releasing day and date on PC.
That's
so
right.
PC players can play this. Console players can play this on the Xbox. So it's the first time in a while that PC players can play day and date a Halo game. So I think it's going to be pivotal for Halo to carry on the torch. Whether Horizon or God of War do anything, whether they're the greatest games ever made, or whether they're trash, it doesn't really affect Microsoft in any way. Yeah.
Brian, what are your thoughts, man?
I'm not sure, really. Again, I kind of agree with Carlos. Just depends if Microsoft can keep up what's going on. And I'm guessing that I'm starting to robots slightly right.
Uh-huh, a little bit. Not as bad as Adam, but yeah, it's there. The robots are with us tonight, man.
It's only when I speak does it go down slightly, which is very strange.
Yeah, it's weird. Discord's fucking up. Maybe we should migrate to some other place. But what do you think about the Horizon? Do you think that thing has legs? Because I kind of don't. I think beyond this year, I don't think so.
as you said, in racing games, they tend to be a bit on, like, just not sure. Unless you're Mario Kart.
Yeah, you're right about that. But yeah, Halo has the potential for it. Forza not so much. And obviously, you know, whatever other games come out will also help out the momentum. Have we thought of using Zoom? Zoom is, we don't like Zoom.
Yeah, not only that, but it's, we have to pay for that. And yeah, it's like, well, I don't know. It's Discord. I mean, Discord has been a more recent thing. Like the issues that we're getting, it was like this show and last show, but last show wasn't too bad. I think Adam started like roboting, but it
was more towards the end. Yeah.
Let me see. So maybe we'll think if it continues, it could be just isolated to Adam and Brian. Who knows?
Adam just sent me a screenshot of his download speed. It's 900 Mbps, so he's good. It's Discord fucking up.
Yeah, it's probably it's either Discord or his computer is like doing something. So let me text him to say restart your PC.
Yeah,
but what was I was gonna say something
about other I said other games may help out the momentum for Xbox moving forward outside of just these two. That's the last
thing I said. Yeah, so I was thinking, because I'm a huge Halo fan. Well, I mean, you know, I'm not as big of a fan as I used to, and I played a little bit of it during the weekend, and I was just thinking, I'm like, I kind of, you know, because this whole seasons thing, the whole microtransactions, all of that stuff, it's just not for me, man. I'm not a big fan of this. I wasn't a fan of it in Destiny. I wasn't a fan of it, you know, in any other games that have it, and I'm not a fan of this. So, but I was thinking, I'm like, well, I guess it's, if it gets an audience that's significant for Halo and they keep on or are able to continue making games for it, then I guess I don't have as much of a problem, because what I noticed is, I think OG Halo fans like me and all the people that I used to play with, because, you know, I played in Halo Combat Evolved, in LAN parties, Halo 2, when Xbox Live was barely starting to be a thing. When we all had to freaking borrow our parents' credit cards to pay for Xbox Live every month. And Halo 3, which was like the most hyped Halo game ever out of the whole franchise. And I don't feel like, it's kind of sad in a way, but it's like I have to come to grips that I'll never have a feeling anywhere near what I had in the past. So I'm okay with 343 and Xbox catering to those types of audiences that obviously are really prominent in the gaming industry, even if it comes to the expense of me and OG Halo fans, because I feel like a lot of the OG Halo fans, and I mean, a lot of the OG Halo fans aren't going to be there for the most part.
Yep. Adam can't get into the Batcave now, so I'll help him out with that. But it's kind of interesting you brought that up, because I was literally about to ask you that. And I figured, let's extend some of this shit anyways. We don't have a lot of questions tonight. Yeah, like, is it just a case of, like, the feeling is no longer there the way it used to be? So, you know, you're kind of okay letting the new guys just have their thing, and you kind of... Because, you know, you had your time already, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess... Because that's, you know, the reason I bring it up is because that's kind of the way I've been feeling about a lot of things that... are like, you know, this is the age of remakes and reboots and all this other shit. And I am not a fan of like 99% of it. So I'm like, instead of being upset that it's not what it was, be happy with the way, you know, with the memories you used to have of it, and accept that it's not for you anymore, and just let it move on, you know? So I guess you've already come to that conclusion with Halo as well, you know?
And Ghostbusters.
Yeah. That makes sound good right now. But yeah, but that's the same thing, because that Carlos was talking about how the feel is not the same as it was. Obviously, you know, you're like 20 years older now, you know? It's a different thing, you know?
Yeah, it's like that with everything we talk about. We bring it up all the time when we talk about music. Yeah. It's like, this doesn't sound as good. I get in the car with my buddy and we listen to classic rock, and it's really not that classic. It's like from
the 80s and 90s.
90s, yeah, maybe early 2000s. I'm like, shit, they really don't make any of this stuff anymore. It sucks. But that's just part of life.
But enough of your Nickelback's greatest hits.
Right. Hero changer.
For you guys listening, I just did this face like I just sucked on a really sour lemon when he started singing that. I can't stand Nickelback.
members of the band can't stand it. They just do it for the paycheck.
You know, I'm going to go off topic right now, but since you brought it up, I was thinking about this, right? With almost everything I indulge in, I prefer the old ones, right? The older shit, right? And then I was thinking about metal. I'm like, hold on, with metal, I like everything. And then I realized what I think is the theory here. Because I got into, like, real metal in, like, the late 90s, early 2000s, right? So not only was I getting into the old stuff, but I was getting into all, because that's when metal really blew up again in the 2000s, right? So, like, to me, I'm like, I'll listen to old school metal all day, but then it's like, yo, can I get here some new shit too? You know, with like newer riffs or whatever. So I kind of fortunate, I'm not going to be like one of those guys, like, I only like old school metal. I'm like, yeah, old school metal is cool, but I want to hear some chunky new shit too, you know? But when everything else, I'm like, I prefer old anime, I prefer old TV, I prefer old movies, I prefer old video games, I prefer old comic books, everything. But metal, I'm like, no, give me everything, bro. I need it all. I need it all, you know? Unless it's got to be good, though. Can't be trash. Because even old metal, some track could be trashy, too, you know?
And we're,
you don't
and
like Winger? You're not a fan of
Winger? I like Winger. What are you talking about? I like Winger, man. I don't care what Beavis and Butthead said, man. I like Winger, you know? You know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I could listen to, you know, Winger, which is like hair metal out the ass, and then I'm going to listen to some crazy Nile, some brutal fucking death metal, you know? But yeah, go ahead, bro.
And just like like Tony mentioned, it's a lot of the stuff back in the day is set the standards. So, you know, for example, LAN parties were a thing with Halo Combat Evolved. It was the first time I ever got to experience playing against people like in that sort of fashion, and it was fun as hell. And I was a kid, and you know, it was like a new experience. Xbox Live with Halo 2, it was a new experience. Multiplayer matchmaking, it was a new experience for me, at least on a console level.
Yeah.
So a lot of those experiences, you know, they shaped us. And sometimes when we get to a certain point where we just have so much expectations and we have so much in our repositories to dissect from, a lot of stuff just becomes too disappointing. Not to mention that a lot of the stuff that we used to do gets smeared with our own nostalgia.
Yeah.
And it's just difficult to, it just gets difficult to look at something in the present and compare it to something in the past, because sometimes a lot of it is in rose-tinted glasses in a different lifetime. I'm not the same person I was when I was playing Halo, you know, leaving school, and I'm like, all I wanted to do was get back home so I can play Halo multiplayer and talk to this British person that I met for the first time. The first time I ever met a British person was on Xbox Live.
Carlos, I should add, not only was that the only thing you're looking forward to, that was the only thing you had to worry about.
Exactly. That's a good point.
That's the only thing you had to worry about. Like, now we got all this fucking a million things we need to do because we're adults, you know, and it's not the same, you know. It's just how it is, man. All right. Being an adult sucks. It's the logic wins. It's life is interesting, man. It's always like you can never have it all, right? Like, when you're a kid, you got all the fucking freedom, right? You got nothing to worry about, but you got no money, right? You're an adult, you got money, you got all this shit, no fucking time, you know?
No fucking time, all the baggage.
Yeah. Like, I just beat... Oh, damn, man, fucking... Hold on, we'll give it a little bit, because Adam, you were good for a while, you know?
Maybe you have to leave and come back every time, just a minute.
Jesus Christ, man. But anyway, we're not going to go down the nostalgia, bro. But I'll just say this, though. I mean, I have no frame of reference, whatever. I have no interest in Halo multiplayer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I hope it does well, because it's not even to me. It's just a fact. Halo started this whole FPS craze. Like, it should be prominent. It shouldn't just be relegated to the background like it was for many, many years. And I hope especially when the single player comes out, it proves that, hey, 343 has this, because like I said before, if this game flops, 343's done. Give this shit to id. You know? Give that shit to id. And now we could actually legitimately say that, you know?
Yeah.
All right, man. Move on here. Next question. We'll get some more Halo stuff in a bit, but this one's about Rockstar, baby.
Excuse me.
All right. With the GTA trilogy looking like basura, and the modding and the modding community coming in and fixing the issues on the PC side, why don't game developers hire or contract people in the modding community to work on remastering games, since it looks like this will be a trend going into this generation? I don't know about trend, but
they've done it.
It happens just automatically. Like, think, I mean, there's been instances where, like, for example, Sega, they had Christian Whitehead do Sonic Mania, you know, and a couple of the modders and shit. But, like, I wouldn't want to know what would be the vetting process for this. You know, they're not going to just hire any Joe Schmo, you know?
And most of the time, it's a group effort. It's not just one dude is like, yeah, I can fix everything. Give me 10 minutes and some Red Bull.
Yeah. You know,
it's a group effort, and there's people from all over the world. And a lot of these guys do work for other companies.
Yeah.
That's the thing. True. We just think, oh, these are just randos. No, these are also developers that could be working at EA or Ubisoft or other projects. And they're like, I know what's wrong with this fucking game. Hold on.
Yeah, hold on. Give me a second. Yeah. And then they hire their other buddies and shit from other companies, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So not everybody wants to just go work for that company, especially if they have to fix their games, because they're like, shit, if I have to fix it and I'm a rando, things must be fucked up over there. So let me just fix what I can here and spit it out and go to my regular job.
Yeah. But yeah, again, I don't even know what the vetting process would be to just hire these guys. I guess I would have to see, like, hey, this specific person has done a bunch of mods in the past, let's hire him. But like you said, what if that dude is working for another company, you know? So
he's not looking for a job
in general. Want to keep, and you know this, you know, you guys know this as developers and stuff, like, you want to kind of keep it in-house as much as possible, you know. So
you don't want to pull a Adobe Photoshop. If you remember back in the day what they did with the Russian guy who redid Adobe Photoshop, he fixed it up with all kinds of issues, and he was in Russia and they flew him down saying they were going to give him a job, and when he got off the plane they arrested him for hacking and breaking code and shit. It was horrible.
Yeah,
it was fucking horrible.
That's crazy. I don't really have much to add to this unless you guys want to, like, you know, it's just they want to keep it in the family, you know.
It's all the paperwork side of things.
Whoa, now Brian got worse.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, Brian, just drop out and come back. Maybe that'll help. Fucking Discord, man.
I don't know if you talk about the patch that they released. And
Adam, you're hardcore roboting right now, bro.
Uh-oh. Oh, so, damn. So back to the people that can actually talk.
Yeah, right? It's just us two. Shit.
I feel like a lot of those modders get hired anyways. We just don't know about it.
That's true.
And there have been instances where we've seen, you know, we've heard stories about this. But I think Rockstar just wants to keep this in-house as they usually do. You know, the only reason this is a question is because this was sort of like a half-assed effort.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hold up, bro.
Uh-oh.
No, this is good news. For the we're answering Mob Hits' question, right? And he's in the chat right now for the first time ever. What's going on, brother?
Oh, shit.
He's this is the first time in the Twitch chat. That's what it says right here. First time chat. What's going on, man? What's going on in the cut? Logic Wing goes, appreciate the diversity. I throw down humans and robots are welcome, you motherfucker.
It hurt.
You know, all right, Brian, say something to see how you're sounding over there.
I see that someone has jokes now.
All right. There's a little bit of robot, but you're good. I'll accept that, you know? God damn it. I don't know what the fuck's going on tonight, man. Mob Hits, we've been dealing with this shit all night with this fucking robots, man. It's bullshit, Mr. Davis.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's, I don't think this has ever happened before.
No, like, this is the first time. Extent. Think about it. What is this, like a total of like 600, 700 episodes of this version of Throwdown? And this is the first time we've ever had it this bad ever, you know? I blame the bots, you know? Everyone is becoming evening here.
I can change the region again, but it will make us, like, pause for a little bit. Like, for a second, I don't know if you want me to change it.
Yeah, go ahead. Give us some time, people. People in the chat are too cool, you know?
All right, going to change it to U.S. East. See what happens there.
Yay.
All right, so.
Let's try this again. Oh, give us a sec here. Everyone's becoming a deviant here. I don't know what that means. A deviant from Eternals?
Excuse me?
Form of possession.
All right, Adam, keep talking. You're sounding good. Sounding good so far. All right, Brian, say something.
Brian, your turn.
Okay, yeah. Tony just cut out for me, so I was not sure.
Yeah, me too. Tony cut out for me too.
Ooh.
What?
You guys are sounding good. You're sounding good. You guys are sounding good. Do I sound fucked up?
I mean, maybe because Brian and I are in England. I mean, I'm in
Brighton. did you guys hear Tony at all?
Yeah, do you guys hear me at all?
I hear you.
We hear you.
Okay, good, because you guys sound good now. 56K, right? I think that's what Discord's putting this shit
out. I got my US robotics hooked up. What are you talking about? I'm flying, man. I'm
Kiss Shack, no. Actually, we're not all on the East Coast. I'm on the East Coast. Brian's on the East Coast in England. Carlos and Adam are Central, right?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Southwest. I'm Southwest.
Okay, he's Southwest. Adam's like Central, you know? Throw it down. We're all over the place, baby, you know? I think the only guys that are East Coast are me and Manny, right? Like, yes. Manny's in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. It's only two of us in the East Coast.
No West Coast people here.
Yeah, no West Coast. Yeah, because we got two in the Southwest. What are you, Carlos?
Like, I'm Southwest. Chris is
also Southwest, right?
He can, he classifies as Southwest as well.
Yeah,
but he's a different time zone than I am.
Yeah, which is crazy, you know?
Yeah.
That's how big Texas is.
Mm-hmm. Brett and I are in the Midwest.
Yeah. And Brian's in the old world, you know?
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Texas has two time zones?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, and it's only my city that's, my county it's, that's in it, a different time zone.
Brian, Texas is almost twice the size of England.
Almost. And probably more than twice.
So? Probably more.
More so?
Yeah. Yeah, it's huge.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's huge.
It's huge.
All right, man, let's move on. What do we got here? Next question. Logic Wins, man, who's also in the chat tonight.
Yo.
All right, his first question here is, given the quality and early success of Halo Infinite's free-to-play multiplayer beta in comparison to buggy $60 Battlefield 2042, does it still make sense for online multiplayer games to exist outside of a free-to-play model? Personally, I think Microsoft's long-term plan is to make all their online games free-to-play in order to drive up engagement. The more engaged a player is, the more likely they are to buy season passes and microtransactions. Infinite's long-term success will determine if Microsoft moves forward with this plan. What are your thoughts? I agree with that general premise. All these kind of games should just be free-to-play, you know?
I think what they're trying to do, though, Microsoft's approach is to go with the Game Pass method of just get the subscription as opposed to just force feeding you all these microtransactions nonstop. Because that's the problem with a lot of these free-to-play games. Yeah, it's free-to-play, but then they're always trying to nickel and dime you any chance they get. But if you throw them all under like a Game Pass thing, and it's like, it's just going to be there. Oh, the new map's coming? Yeah, it's going to be there, too. You know, just keep paying the $14.99 a month and you're good.
Yeah, it's more, you know, obviously, the whole Xbox Halo thing was kind of done out of desperation because they needed to change something in order to, you know, get more people to be active. And free-to-play is one of the best entry-level ways to have people to play your game. So it's just more of a it doesn't really matter for me. It just depends on the direction that you want people to do it. If it's a game that you feel like is going to start from a low level and going to build up, you know, more seasons, the more content and going on, and we're going to have the microtransactions and all the stuff that'll give the developers money to keep developing for these expansions, then I feel that's a good direction. But if you have like a consolidated multiplayer where you know you're not doing seasons, it's just, you know, just whatever you're trying to do, like a Call of Duty, then I feel like that's a good direction for them. It just really depends on the developer and what they're trying to accomplish. I feel like not all multiplayers have to be free to play.
Hmm. Yeah. Again, I'm not well versed in multiplayer, at least to be honest. I'm just saying, like, I would think it should be free to play, but I don't think much of multiplayer. So maybe that's why I'm saying that. I can admit my bias is maybe coloring that perspective, but.
I'm gonna be that. Well, actually. Co-op is technically multiplayer, so you know, obviously that probably doesn't, you know, should not be into consideration. I mean, I would be happy if every co-op game was free, but I don't think that's sustainable.
Yeah, no way, you know.
But you see what still need to go online. You still need to be online to do it, unless it's local co-op.
But I mean, I guess if they're gonna do free to play, they have to just not get abusive with the microtransactions, all this other shit that they need in order to pay the bills, you know.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, it just sounds weird to me. Like, was it Final Fantasy 14, right? Still $14 a month or something? I'm like, what the fuck? Really?
Yeah.
Out of those, I think even at Fallout 76.
Yeah.
No, Fallout 76 isn't.
Bob Hicks goes, does Sony have a first party paywall game?
First party paywall game?
I don't think so. Like a multiplayer game? Like, no, not that. I mean, I don't think so. Correct me if I'm wrong there.
What happened to that one I went to on Game Pass? It turned into $60.
No, I'm talking about, he's talking about Sony games.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ghost of Tsushima Legends is free, dude. There's no paywall for that. I believe it's free, correct? Again, this is how much you know I don't know about shit about multiplayer. You know? I know it's free if you have the game, but then it's not free because you have to buy the game, right? Like, can you download Ghost of Tsushima DLC by itself? I honestly don't know. So if you guys can we don't know either how to throw down, apparently, you know?
Yeah, I since we all bought Ghost of Tsushima, I think it's kind of hard to tell because we've never
really it's free to me, you know?
It is pretty. So, yeah, I don't think so.
Mighty Nurse says you need to pay for PlayStation Plus. I mean.
Oh, so is that what he's.
Is that what is you that mean, what Mighty Mob Hits? Is that what you mean?
Oh, is he saying, is he talking about, for example, like Roblox and a few other games that are just free to play. Yeah. You're back on Xbox. You had to have Xbox Live to play it. So then, yeah, it's stuck behind that paywall. But now those games that are free to play are free to play. You don't need Xbox Live Gold or any of that stuff to play those.
He says,
maybe that's what he's talking about.
Maybe he goes, Killzone could become one if they brought it back. Killzone's never coming. They, I think they let the website just lapse or something. Like, they just don't care.
I think it had something to do with the IP and shit. They, I mean, like the name, the trademarks, or something like that. They
like, they didn't bother renewing it or whatever, you know? But, yeah. All right. I think we got the next question here. Okay, we got one subset. I don't know if he's in the chat or not. I think he is.
I saw him earlier.
Yeah, yep. What's going on, man? All right. Okay, would it have been fair to say that with Halo coming out this year, that Battlefield and Call of Duty should have taken a break? Should those two franchises stop coming out every year? Mob Hits also asked a similar question. Why? He's basically saying, like, since Halo came out this year, shouldn't these two have taken off? That's not how these things work, dude. You know, that's not like they're not like Activision and EA are gonna go, oh shit, Microsoft's putting out this game. We can't put, no, they're gonna be like, no, put them out, compete with them, you know? That's the how the things work in the industry. So,
and it's different.
And here's the thing,
it's
Activision,
not a space shooter.
Activision has no, I mean, that's, we're gonna get into that, but Activision has no incentive to not release a Call of Duty this year. And Battlefield doesn't come out every year. Battlefield comes out every few years.
Whenever they can figure this shit out.
Yeah, right. But so, so Battlefield is not an annual thing. Call of Duty makes way too much money for them to just go, oh, hey, Halo. Dude, Halo was killed by Call of Duty. They're not going to put it to the side, you know?
Yeah. Call of Duty is the second biggest cash cow in the gaming industry behind GTA 5.
Yeah, exactly.
They're, and FIFA. And FIFA and stuff. But they're they have three development teams dedicated just for this and just to release a game every single year. And every single year, it's at the top of the charts, almost guaranteed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all this money that they're making, they're going to milk this cow dry, man.
Yeah.
However long this is going to last, they're going to leave it till the very end.
And we discussed this on the Thursday show, right? Because the new Call of Duty Vanguard is not doing that well right now. But as Adam pointed out, this keeps happening sometimes. This game watches it blow up after
Friday. They get a slow start, and then poof, it just takes off because a lot of people are still surprised. And you can look it up. Cold War, that's the best-selling Call of Duty of all time.
And that didn't do that well in the beginning.
Yeah, at the beginning, everyone thought it was going to flop. But it took off.
Yeah,
it
took off. Again, companies don't think like that, you know? Actually, I should take that back. Some companies actually do go, oh, shit, Call of Duty drops that week. Pull this shit back, bro. Because that's how heavy Call of Duty is, you know?
Well, we can tell that they are taking some action. I don't know if it has to do with what's going on with Activision.
Free-to-play shit.
Yeah, the fact that it came out 2 weeks ago. Because this thing, if
that's
you look up, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's happened where they do free to play, of course, after like a few months, 2 weeks, and poof, it's free to play. Come on, I jump on in. That's like, whoa, what's happening here? But they're just trying to drum up some sales. But I have a feeling that, again, a lot of people are just waiting. When you release a game that close to Black Friday and people start thinking about it, like, I know it's going to be on sale. You're only like 2 weeks out before.
Well, Call of Duty's always come out during Black Friday, though.
You know? But that's it just varies. It's like either earlier than November or toward the mid of it.
Yeah.
But then when you start getting to it, the sales are going to come in because it will be on sale on some sites, I'm sure, and the sales will come in.
Yeah. So, yeah, these companies have no incentive to take their games away just because of Halo, you know? Again, Call of Duty killed Halo. So they're not going to do that, you know? All right, man. Move on here. Next question. One subset again. Okay. Out of all the backwards compatible games that were revealed during the Xbox 20th anniversary event, why wasn't Def Jam Fight for New York in there? Was it a licensing issue? Yeah, I guarantee you it was licensing issues. Yep. Yep.
Always. I've looked that up so many times. Vendetta, the Fight for New York. Love them. Not Icon. Icon was kind of whack.
Icon?
It always comes down to licensing. Because they got to go with Def Jam. Def Jam no longer has a lot of those artists under contract. So then you would have to reach out to those individual artists to get their consent. And that costs money. Who's going to go through that? That'd be a headache.
Yeah, especially for a backward compatible game, you know? So, there's not really much to say about that. It's licensing issues, man. Why do you think they had to remove some songs from the new GTA games? Mm-hmm. Same deal. That's just the way it is. All right? That's a simple one to answer. All right, this one is actually a leftover question we didn't get to in previous weeks, but it's still pretty good. It's an evergreen type of question from Mr. Chackzilla. So his question is, do you have any ideas on what to do with a bunch of old gaming magazines? I have two boxes of EGM, Next Generation, and a few other mags from the mid-90s that are in perfect condition. I hate to throw them out or recycle them. I wish Manny was here because he's like the king of this shit.
Yeah, don't throw them out.
Yeah, don't.
A lot of them could be worth money depending on just like books, who wrote certain articles. There may be some articles there by someone who made it in the business, maybe a developer or a well-known writer or something key in there. Don't throw them out. Save them. If you can, it takes time. Each episode, each issue you have, Google them and see if anything comes up. And there's outlets. There's people selling magazines and stuff like that on eBay.
Yeah, but he wants to know what's the best way of preserving them.
Oh, I thought he was talking about throwing them out.
No. He says he does not want to throw them out.
He doesn't want to, but he's... Yeah.
I don't know. Again, Manny would be and Chris would be the perfect ones for this.
You know what the best thing to do is?
The casing that I have up on the wall, that's not the best way to do it. I mean, it closes it up, but there still could be a chance of dust and stuff getting on them. So that's not even a solid proof method to preserve them.
I'll just put them in a box. I think
no, don't do that. You have to put them in like a, if you can get, it's going to be pricey, but you get those big Ziploc bags.
Yeah, right. And for put, each yeah, one. Yeah.
And then and each one, because then you can just airtight, because that's what kills it. You know? So just each one and put them in. Just like how you do with comics and you put them
wait,
in.
Wait, how do you do it? How do you do it again?
Yeah, like, just do what you do with comics. Just find
it. That's it. It's just going to cost money for the Ziploc because comic ones are cheap because they're thin. Cheap, plastic, but I don't know if they make the magazine.
Yeah, size. Those are bigger. Yeah, and remember, each magazine has a different size.
Yeah. So just thinking the Ziploc is the only one I know that makes all these different types of sizes to make it airtight.
Yeah. So I guess that's the only thing you can do. But I would do what Adam said. Google them. Google them so you'll never know, bro. You may be sitting on a lot of cash.
Oh, yeah. It was a story. It's probably a few years back. But a guy who said he paid off his college tuition because it just turned out he had the full collection in the basement of Nintendo Power.
Wow.
And he kept them in great condition. And he had issue one. And that issue one sold for like over $100,000.
I want to know what he did to keep them in good condition, you know?
He's like, after he read them, he put them like in. Probably not pure mint, but it was close to it. And it was a full set too. But I know he said that even he was getting offers for $100,000 for it. So I'm assuming he sold the full, went way above all that. And he had the full thing, and that was it. Yeah. Sold it.
By the way, I just happen to have this is a comic book kind of cover. So I don't know if they have these for like magazines and shit. But by the way, Adam, there's a little bit of roboting, but you're good right now.
Do they still have Kinko's? Is that a thing?
I don't know. Isn't it Staples now or something?
No, isn't FedEx like?
Yeah,
like,
FedEx. That's FedEx now. FedEx Kinko's. Yeah.
FedEx Kinko's. All right, that's another thing you could do. Go to a FedEx Kinko's because they also have different cardboards and stuff like that, and they will do trimmings. And you could bring one of your magazines if they're all the same magazine. I don't know, Game Form somewhere. Say I need something of this size. Can you just cut this out? And they will do all the cuts for you, so that way you have the backings. Like what you just showed off, those comic magazines, but for the size of the magazine, and then see if you can fit that into a Ziploc.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, there's ways. You just don't want it to contact air too much. You want it to, yeah, you want to seal it as much as possible. All right, man. And unless anybody has any more questions for us in the chat, it's the last question of the night. Logic wins again. This one's interesting. He goes, a few weeks ago, Hip Hop Gamer interviewed New York City Mayor Eric Adams, and they had a 20-minute conversation regarding gaming. Interesting.
Big time.
Yeah. Personal, political leanings aside, do you see this becoming more commonplace? Could we see Michelle Obama or Ted Cruz presenting a game award at the VGAs? Is this good or bad in your opinion? Here's the thing, most politicians don't know shit about video games, though, man.
That's the thing. You know? Yeah, it's just that as we get older, these politicians are turning into our age. They're growing up with us, and they grew up with games. So he has, I'm assuming, a gaming background of an interest or something, or else he would be like, that's pointless. I don't know anything about gaming. Why am I going to talk to him?
Yeah, I don't understand. Isn't Ted Cruz one of the people who wanted to get rid of video games or something like that?
Yeah, no, I think he was just using it as an example. Like, if these guys would jump into that world. But I think you have to be from it. You have to have grown up and played. So, I remember Obama, the big deal wasn't so much of gaming, but it was that he liked to watch ESPN Sports Center, and he loved watching his basketball games. Or Giuliani, remember, he would always go to Yankee games and sit, like, right behind the dugout. That was his thing. So, yeah, he could talk baseball all day with you. So, if they're into it, then yeah.
Yeah, if they're gamers, I think it's fine. But, you know, I don't like when, you know, I think, like, you know, the video game awards, I feel like, since it's coming, it's like, that'll be the type of show that'll try to get like these types of celebrities. Or the
Jeff Goldblum situation. Fucking shit was horrible. Remember the
Jurassic? Yeah, we don't want to see shit like that, you know?
No.
So I think in, like, maybe 20 or 30 years, it'll be more commonplace, you know? Actually, maybe even now, who knows? Some politicians maybe our age. They grew up with your shit.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, but it's like I don't really understand why, because it's an old school line of thinking. It's like, let's get a celebrity to that doesn't know anything about video games just so they can up the, you know, the notoriety cred. But I mean, we live in a society where, you know, a lot of the figures in popular culture are now, you know, we're born and raised in the time of gaming, you know, in the golden era, I guess. I don't know what it is,
but from the beginning, it's just, that's it. We grew up with it. Yeah, from the beginning until now.
By the way, since, again, I want to extend this show as much as possible here. We do have another question. Thank you, Logic Wins. This is kind of related, but I still have to kind of accept that. Okay, because, like, okay, for example, with authors, right? Like, what is your vision of an author that you have in your head, right? Probably some skinny white dude with glasses, right? Old white dude, right? Or maybe a fat guy, you know? So when I watch videos from Brandon Sanderson, this guy is 4 years older than I am. So he's not referencing old fucking, like, novels yet. He's referencing Star Wars and Pokemon and all this other stuff. Trips me out. I'm like, wait, is he wearing a Demon Soul shirt? What the fuck is going on here? You know, so we're going to see more of that. Or there was this other video. It was hilarious. Like, it was him. It was Brandon Sanderson interviewing Patrick Rothfuss, who's another really big-time author, right? And they were talking about editors, right? And Patrick Rothfuss, like, and again, this shouldn't have tripped me up, but because he's, like, my age, right? So they're talking about editors and all the process. He's like, I always thought an editor would be like J. Jonah Jameson. I'm like, wait, what? How does he know about J. Jonah Jameson? Because he grew up reading the same shit you did, motherfucker. You know? Mm-hmm. So we're going to see more of that. We're going to see politicians that, you know, like us, yo, man, I play God of War and all this other stuff, like real games, not just, because usually right now it's like they play games. Oh, yeah, I used to play Pac-Man, you know, in the arcade, you know, Super Mario Brothers, you know, they shit like that. But I'm talking about, like, real, real games, you know? Like, I think we're going to see more of that for sure. But it is kind of trippy, though. It's like, hold on, you're an author, bro. How do you know about fucking Demon Souls, man? Because he grew up with it like we did, you know?
And why didn't Miyazaki get him to help with
he should have, right?
Elden Ring? It would have been quicker. She would have been released by now, probably.
Yeah. And Brandon Sanderson's the anti George Martin. This is the motherfucker who releases like three books that are just as big as any Game of Thrones books a year. You know, it's crazy. Hey, there's Brett.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope Brett's not going to robot either.
What's that?
You're good. No, because we're having roboting issues tonight, man. You know, brah, 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 you know?
Oh, that's not fun.
Yeah, I think it's just being stupid. All right, you guys are asking us some extra questions. That's good, because, Brett, we were almost about to end this show. We didn't get a lot of questions tonight, but some are coming in right now. All right. move on here. I don't have any of these Chiron'd up, so give me a sec. Mob hits next question. Okay. What realistic expectations do you have for the VGAs as far as announcements are concerned? All right, realistic predictions, I guess. This is a little bit of a tough one for me because I just don't care enough.
They're going to announce a lot of advertisements.
Oh, yeah. You already know.
Oh, yeah.
You already
know. A lot of advertisements, a lot of quick awards like, hey, you know, congratulations, you got an award, get off my stage. We're going to get a lot of that. Kojima's going to get his annual Lifetime Achievement Award. What else? Jeff Keighley's going to be like gloating about himself. He's like, you know, this was my vision.
He's going to be added to another game. Some other game is going to add him as a playable character.
And he's going to pimp that up to no hell. Yeah, I think there is going to be some surprises. I mean, the biggest surprise that we got from a VGA so far was the Xbox announcement. Remember?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Series X. He's like, oh, look. And I think Adam was like the first one to say, oh, shit, this is a new Xbox. And then Tony was like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah. And then we all yelled, that's on video, man. It's all captured for posterity.
It's on wax. And yeah, I think we should get maybe one or two like really crazy announcements. I have faith in Mr. Keighley to provide at least that. But as far as the contents of the show, I don't think there's going to be anything too, you know, spectacular.
It's going to be a trailer fest. That's it. It's a trailer fest. That's what we're looking forward to, and that's the truth. We just want to see what others have to show, because no one really cares about who gets an award for a certain game type or genre. No, we can't remember the shit that they win. Who cares? It's like...
Yeah. I mean, if you're asking who we think is going to be the game of the year, maybe, I think at least, if I were to guess, it's not going to be Ratchet & Clank. It's not going to be...
It's going to be Cyberpunk. You know it's going to be Cyberpunk.
I don't think it's nominated. I think it's probably going to be Psychonauts, too.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. I don't think it's going to be Deathloop, either.
No.
I think it's going to be one of those games where it's like, hey, you know, we're in. Look at how we think about this. I don't know. It's weird. I just feel like they're not going to pick Ratchet and Deathloop. Just don't seem like games that they'll pick. Which other ones?
Deathloop,
or maybe Metroid.
Yeah, Deathloop has a better chance than Ratchet and Clank, though. I think
Deathloop has actually a decent chance, despite it actually being a good.
Yeah.
Most of the time, these don't actually happen. Like, despite it actually being a good game, it actually has some style and some substance. And generally those are things that. You know, to be like, oh, I really like this about this game. Like, they don't just generally want to pick a well-made game. They want to pick a well-made game with some kind of angle. I kind of feel like the 60s aesthetics, just barely, the 60s aesthetics, the soundtrack, and the slightly more gameplay means that I think Deathloop is the kind of game where people pat themselves on the back for. I think that's really the key for...
I think that's why, and Brett, everything you said is why I think Psychonauts is going to win it.
No,
you know,
no,
it's like, oh, guys, look at me, look, I like this game. Oh, what's the other one?
Guys, it's not going to be any of those. I already got it. You guys will agree with me with this.
Breath of the Wild.
It's not for Ava? Yeah, and Brett, it's not because you know of how good or bad or any of the games are.
Tony,
we'll say it at the same time because I know right. We're thinking. If you're looking at the names, I'm pretty sure we'll agree with it.
Yeah,
it's not going to be Resident Evil Village. It's not going to be Deathloop. It's not going to be Metroid. It's not going to be Psychonauts or Ratchet and Clank. It's going to be what?
It Takes Two.
It Takes Two. Yep.
Yep. There exactly. You go. There's your game of the year. There's your game of the year.
Record this.
Yeah. Record
this. Put this back.
Yeah. It Takes Two is going to win game of the year, because that's a game that like these the judges will feel good about themselves for selecting. You know. Yep. That's it. That's your winner. You know. Take that to the bank.
Take it to the bank. Is there a Vegas line on this?
You know.
What, put some money on this.
Yeah. What do you guys think? It Takes Two. I think it's going to beat all of those. I agree with Carlos.
It's possible. Yeah. All I know is I don't give a shit.
This thing even has a track record of like picking winners. I'm like, what the fuck is this game? You know?
These awards are just so that way they can try to sell more copies of the game. That's all.
Yeah,
it's just like movies. Same thing. Get people to go and see the movie or go buy it on Blu-ray or DVD or rent it. That's it. It's all about trying to put more eyes on their product. If this helps then for somebody to go in and see that, play that game, then go ahead. Fine. But I don't give a shit. Take Two. Fine.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's going to be it.
I think ironically enough, I would be happy. Like, well, it's not like it means anything, but, you know, I would be pleasantly like comfortable with all the other ones winning the
award. I agree. Yeah, they're all good. I haven't played It Takes Two, so I don't know. I keep thinking it's another game, you know? Another game by the same guy, I believe, you know?
It's mm-hmm. the No Way Out guys.
Yeah.
It's that studio. The
small I keep thinking one. It's No Way Out or Brothers. That's also by him, you know?
Oh, Brothers, yeah. Brothers is a really good game. That's a really good series.
It's a good series. All right. Okay. So that's that. And we have another question here. From
you got questions?
Excuse me. Oh shit. Oh, did I list the same thing? Oh, give me a second here. Another one from Mob Hits. You already know.
Can I ask Brett a question?
Yes.
Brett.
Yo.
What do you think? So Halo Infinite just came out. It's the multiplayer. It's on a beta. It's free to play. And it's within seasons. You know, like season one is coming out and then like season two and after some time. What do you think about that? Do you think that's a good direction for Halo to go to?
Uh-oh, he might be talking.
And let me know if my question.
I'm thinking.
All right.
I gave out a good old here's my counter question. Do you think the landscape of the multiplayer genre allows for any other options?
That's a good question. I think that's the only way they could have succeeded, in my opinion, at least for this type of game.
Yeah. I'm not generally a big fan of you got to keep up with the times, but that's what we have here.
Mm-hmm.
It's games are too much of a service these days for it not to be doing that. It may not treat itself completely as a games as service, but it has to check those boxes, and so it has to come out on a timeline and a schedule that is conducive as such.
Mark my words. I'm making another prediction today.
Mark Cerny, your words.
Mark Cerny, my words. Yeah, I feel like Miss Cleo on fire right now.
Oh.
R.I.P. Miss you every day.
Yes.
Yeah. Going to Baba Lone.
Happy birthday. Well, I have a feeling that they're gonna not only they're gonna do all of that, they're also gonna make all of the Spartans like not dance, but do like weird different animations. God, guarantee fucking see it.
No. Well, you know what? They already do that, though. Like you said, right at the beginning.
They kind of do that. Yeah, you're right.
They do it.
But I'm saying, like, you'll have, like, well, can you do, like, different ones? Like, and it's, like, depending on the progression?
Well, the day I see my Spartan doing a windmill is when I just rage quit and delete it. I don't need to see that.
You see, Adam, I'm on the opposite side. Like, I'm not sure if it's because I played a lot of MMOs when I was younger, but dancing at wildly inappropriate times feels like almost a tradition to me.
Yeah.
It's Spartans doing the Urkel dance.
Well, dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, you find the dance where you kind of drop it down like it's hot, and then you do it directly over the face of a fallen player.
I understand makes sense if you're in a big suit, but I can't see all these dances with this. It's supposed to be heavy armor that he's wearing. Not like t-shirts and jeans. Come on.
Mob Hit says, wasn't there rumors of 343 bringing this game out of this type of way in pieces? Yeah, I mean, that's. I mean, we kind of predicted that from, like, years ago, where they were talking about, you know, like, ever-growing game, and it's like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a games as a service, it's going to be the first season, and then it's going to come in pieces. You know, I mean, not only that, but it was like a dead giveaway that this game is going to mimic a lot of what Destiny does. And while it's not really a looter shooter like Destiny is, it does have a lot of similarities. And I feel like it's going to be more towards that mold than what it was before.
So but like, that's like, what I gathered from the name when they first announced it, when they were like, yeah, oh, Infinite. Halo Infinite. I'm like, Infinite, you know, this is going to be their version of Destiny.
Yeah. And like Brett mentioned, and it's like it seems like they really have no other choice but to do this. And what I mentioned earlier in the show is I don't really feel offended, even though this is an approach that is not my favorite. I kind of, you know, I'm okay with them doing this just for the sake of this franchise to survive, because I feel there's no other way. They can't really go back to the way they did things and expect, you know, not only to capture the OG Halo players that are all like 30 and 40 years old, but also the newer audiences that grew up on Fortnite and Overwatch and Destiny. It's just too much.
40. That's sweet of you.
Yeah. Do we know if the campaign is going to have four player co-op? Like it like the other ones?
Not at launch.
No, not at launch. But when it does come out, will it support four-player co-op?
Yes. I mean, it's going to have co-op for sure. Four-player, I think, has been supported since Halo 3.
Yeah.
I don't think there's been a Halo game without it since Halo 3.
So we got to play. We got to do it.
Oh, yeah. That's in the plans.
All right, cool.
Mob Hit says, so Microsoft has their own Fortnite in a sense.
Oh, shit.
I mean, that's still to be seen because Fortnite is a juggernaut when it comes to, users and marketing and all that stuff. I mean, when they have the Avengers in Fortnite and you have, Travis Scott, on that thing. Well, no, not anymore. not anymore. Yeah, not anymore, but they used to have them.
I played a whopping 2 hours of Fortnite in my history. Yo, and that's it. That was enough for me.
Adam, Mob Hits ass, if they offered Gears of War skins, would you start playing Halo?
Well, Adam's been playing Halo.
Oh, Adam walked away. What the fuck? he left.
Mob Hits, you just we lost him.
Yeah, we lost him. Adam just left. It's just nothing but arcade.
You finally pushed him too far.
I think he had a moment. He needed to think about this. He had to go outside and take a smoke. He's thinking.
I don't know.
Looking at him. He's deep in thought right now, bro. he used to think about it because he's not the biggest Halo fan, but he loves him some Gears,
Hey, you guys, it'd be tough. I'm telling you, I'm a mark for anything Gears. So, yeah, I would probably do it. Yeah, I remember when they added the Warthog in Forza, and I was all about that. I was like, yeah! And remember, we had an extra code, and nobody wanted that shit. So it's just me. It's just me.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I mean, you are literally marked with gear, so got no choice,
They should have, why don't they have the Warthog in Forza Horizon 5?
They will. Give it time.
It'll eventually get there.
It'll get there.
What I really liked, it was in last year, it's the Lego. The Lego DLC, that was awesome. Bring that back. That was fun.
And that's a good thing for Microsoft when it comes to Forza Horizon, at least. It's like you got all these franchises, get some of the vehicles on those franchises on the game. That cross advertisement works.
Yo, man, that's free money. Easy money.
Yeah, it was a burnout that couldn't get all the licenses, but eventually, remember they got the Legends car pack and it had the Ecto-1.
Yeah.
It had
Knight Rider, those type of
cards. Yeah, Knight Rider. It had the DeLorean. It would fly. It would do all that stuff. They just couldn't officially call it from Back to the Future and Ghostbusters and Knight Rider and stuff. And Dukes of Hazzard, they had that. So yeah, it would be cool if Microsoft got money for days, so they could get the license just for that.
Here's the thing, though: if you have Gears of War skins, like it's an FPS game, you won't even.
No, but the gun. What I'm thinking, that's why I was saying about it, it would have to be the whole experience. Okay. I'm running around with a Lancer with the chainsaw, and for my melee, it's activating that chainsaw and just like coming down, and then hearing the voice actor. Performs like all right, depending on who it is, if it's Marcus.
Yeah, because you're only going to see your character in the lobby,
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like the way they did in Call of Duty when they just added the Rambo and all that. Sound like Rambo.
Yeah, because that shit never makes sense. It's like getting rims on a car. It's like, you can't see the rims while you're driving. It's for other people, Mm-hmm. That's how I see skins in a first person game. All right, man, move on. Last question of the night. Oh, another one from Mob Hits. Thank you, sir. You extended this podcast. All right. Do you guys will we see more AAA third party games come to Xbox Game Pass in 2022? Probably. Like Outriders, for example, that was on Game Pass. We had a couple others this year.
Outriders AAA though?
It is. Technically, it is. Square Enix, bunch of Gears guys. Yeah, it's technically that. But there was some other stuff that came out this year, right? You guys can remind us, go ahead.
I mean, Back for Blood, wouldn't consider it AAA.
It is a AAA. Warner Brothers, that's AAA, That's a AAA game.
Is that still on there? I don't even know. I haven't
looked. Avengers.
Yeah. Avengers, that's another one.
In eventuality or a day and date?
Oh, Bob Hits, you're right here. Day and date or, day one or eventually. Because eventually everything will fucking be there.
Yeah, you know? I think eventually that's a given.
Who was it? It was on this show, right? Or was it Thursday that somebody said that they saw that there was a hint that Cyberpunk is going to be on Game Pass?
Oh, I never heard that.
This month.
After for like for the 1 year anniversary or something, because it's coming.
There was some kind of like flash that showed some
games. Adam.
Yo,
Adam, you like how disrespectful of you. 2021 Game of the Year nominee, Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah, right. His question was for Day and Date, by the way.
Day and
Date. I don't know about that. I mean, again, we saw some, so it's possible.
Yeah, we did see that Outriders, you said that was Day and Date.
That was Day and Date. So it was Back for Blood.
Was
Back
Day and Date. Yeah, Back for Blood was Day and Date.
MLB The Show 2022.
Oh, that's...
Yo. Yeah,
that was Day and Date.
No, that Wait, was it this year?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Because you remember, we were talking about, it's like you can get it free through Game Pass, or you can go and pay the $60
on PlayStation.
PlayStation.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll see more of it for sure, you know?
Yeah.
That's a guarantee right there. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's so interesting, too. That's like a weird deal that they're working out with these companies. It's like, it's time exclusive, but then at the same time, these companies are still going to probably get some money, because I'm sure there's some kind of bonus that if X amount get downloaded, then they get a little extra on top of whatever Microsoft paid them to get it exclusive for that time. I would love to see some of these contracts. That'd be awesome.
It's a trip, though, because it's like, okay, get it for quote-unquote free on Xbox or pay $60 on PlayStation, you know? I mean, granted, if you only own a PlayStation, it doesn't matter, but like if you own both, you'd be like, shit, what should I do here?
Only downside, I guess you could call it downside, depending on how it works out, is that you don't get to keep it, and we don't know how long these games stay on Game Pass. They come and go in different ways. It's not like, these games are only there for 3 months. It's not how it works. Stay there for six, some stay there for only two.
Well, by the time that it's gone, then you'll know whether it's worth $40 or not.
That's true. But then on the plus side with that is that Microsoft, on top of all of this, they still give you like a 10% or sometimes even more discount if you decide to buy the game before it gets removed from Game Pass.
Which is they cool. got a layaway plan?
They should have a layaway plan. You heard Walmart's bringing back layaways. A few of the big boxes are bringing back layaway plan. So it's making a comeback. For those who don't know, you just put money down on something and they hold it for you and you just keep paying it and eventually you can take it home. But at least you know it's there. So like, let's say if you didn't have all the money for a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox Series X and you were in the store like, oh, I want this. I don't got the money for it. You slap down, hey, I want to do layaway. And they'll tell you, all right, $50 up front and you have to pay it out in 6 months. Okay. And that's it. And you know you'll always have it. They put it in the back and you have within 6 months to pay that out. That's layaway.
Yeah.
I just want to put it on record. I don't think Back for Blood or Outriders is a AAA game. I understand that they might be considered that, but I just want to put it on record just all in case.
Fair enough, you know, but we go, you know, AAA means how much money
how about this?
Put it into it, you know?
Okay, so then how about this? That new Batman. I could see that going on there. That was it, the Batman Open Gotham? World before the other? That dude, yeah.
Gotham Knights or whatever?
That. Yep, because if that's Warner Brothers, and if Warner Brothers was willing to do a Back for Blood, they would definitely be willing to do it with this one. They want to get as many hands as they can on it, because I'm sure they have other goodies they want to sell. So would you consider that? That's Batman. That's a big idea. Oh,
yeah. I mean, listen, if it's from Warner Brothers or Square Enix, that's automatically a AAA game, you know? So, yeah. All right, man. I think we're done here, so let's do some
Ninja Turtles?
Plugs. Ninja Turtles? Yeah, Ninja Turtles. I don't know. Depends on the studio, you know? All right, Adam, what you got, man? Plugs.
What do I got? I got another episode of I Am Negan that's out now, and that's for episode 6. It just aired tonight, so if you didn't see it, want to hear about it, and don't care, and just want to know what's going on in that universe, you can find that on Spotify, iTunes, Coalition, YouTube. That's I Am Negan. That's myself, Richard Bailey Jr., and then for Walking Dead proper when we cover that, because this was for Fear Walking Dead, but Walking Dead proper, it's the two that I mentioned, myself and Rich and Carlos.
Oh, shit. The
Nuke. And Carlos, this time I wanted to ask you, when the spinoffs start, would you come for one of those? Because I know you didn't want to jump into Fear because you feel left behind, because we're already on season 7. But
it's not only that, but it's just
it didn't make you happy. It didn't make you happy.
It was not that great when I watched it, and just doing both the shows, it seems like too much.
It could be.
So it's like I'll just do the proper one. The proper one's the one that got me into Walking Dead in the first place. So just I'm continue
because we end. know that.
Carl, say it, man. Say it. You want to watch the real one. You know?
Yeah, no, but I know, I get it, but we know, but that's what I'm saying. So when it's done, that's it. We're saying goodbye to you. That's you're never coming back for the other ones.
I mean, if they do a movie, I'll for sure be there. Yeah, I'll do the
movie. They have he signed like a 3-movie deal. Lincoln dude that plays
Abraham.
It's Lincoln something. Oh, bringing the name
Andrew Rick. Lincoln.
Andrew Lincoln. There you go.
Yeah, I'll watch those movies. I'll make sure to watch them.
Oh, we got a late question here.
Okay.
Also, because I'm curious. Have you guys watched Red Notice? I have a question. What's Red Notice?
That's the one with The Rock. I have not.
It's a movie. Yeah, it's a movie with The Rock, Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot.
I watched new Ghostbusters, but I did not watch.
All right.
Wait, you watched? Oh, how was it?
It was all right. I see where they're going. The last hour really pulls you in, and it'll get the waterworks flowing for sure.
All right, thanks for the spoilers.
Just saying, and there's going to be more. So yeah, no, I'm in for the ride. If anybody. Stranger Things, when they did that season where they were running around the Halloween as Ghostbusters, you're gonna love this. You're gonna love it, and that's it. That's all you need. All
right, there you go.
I'm looking at the Red Notice. Rotten Tomatoes 35%, Metacritic 37. Yeah, people didn't like this movie.
I never even heard of this shit. It has those three actors. Then again, this is me. I don't pay attention to this shit anyway. You know.
I'm really surprised they got The Rock because maybe it's a Universal film. I don't know I thought it was just a Netflix, but I know he has these big contracts with Universal and Disney and all.
He says it had a Goonies vibe. Adam, is that true? Ghostbusters, not spoil too much, obviously. Or did Red Notice have a Goonies vibe?
Maybe some of Red Notice, not so much of a Goonies vibe because they didn't really stick together. It's a split group. So with the Goonies, it was the whole group just doing their thing. That's not the case here. You had one group doing one thing and another group doing something completely different. And they didn't figure it out what was going on until like the last 40 minutes of the movie. So it that's the thing. It dragged. For me personally, I felt it dragged. And they did a lot of fan service hinting at this, hinting at that. But we already know. There's a lot that we already knew. And I'm not going to say anymore because it was just spoiling. It's worth seeing. That's all I'm going to say. It's definitely worth seeing. And it's definitely going to be back if the money's right. The way they ended, it's definitely going to be back for a bunch of them. Like, they plan on making this a franchise.
We was this close to not being friends anymore.
Damn. What?
You talking about Ghostbusters?
Yeah, you didn't want...
No, that movie was fucking great.
Yeah.
It was everything that I could ask for a Ghostbusters movie, so and none of the bullshit that we'll I talk about that I didn't.
Off air, because there was something key that...
We'll talk about it off air. We'll talk about it off air. Let me do the outro, and then we can...
I got a Goonies vibe. Just got to say that.
Okay, that's good. I want you guys to discuss it more, so we'll end the show now. Thank you guys for watching. As always, you guys in the chat are fucking awesome. You guys listening are the best. We love all you guys. You guys are awesome. You know, so make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter and join the Discord where Mr. Mob Hits is always dropping them crazy ass rumors, man. You know, all them leaks for days, man, like the Titanic, you know. Yo, by the way, off topic, I got to say this, man, because, you know, we were having a kind of conversation about like the state of movies nowadays and shit. And that Carlos, that video I sent you, that the best part was like, you know, talk about bathos, right? Like, could you imagine if like at the end of Titanic, you know, when Jack and Rose are there, like, you know, he goes down into water, like big heavy scene. Then she's like, Jack, chill. Like, that's what would happen in a modern movie, you know? And then somebody said, like, imagine if Dune was directed by, Josh Whedon. Paul Atreides like, we're on Arrakis. We have to make do. I'm not afraid of these worms. Jessica stops and stares. And he's like, there's a worm behind me, isn't there? Run! Like, yep, that's modern Hollywood. Anyway, Throwdown. We're on every podcast app on the planet. Throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. And if you're on the YouTube and you enjoyed what you like, you know, enjoyed what you like. If you enjoyed what you saw, smash that like button. You know, isn't that what the kids say? To smash that like button.
If you like Ghostbusters or Marvel movies, click that thumbs up.
Yeah, no, Adam, what's that thing you said with the kids? Like, if you want to see the like button go up and down, press it. Oh damn, you roboted right
and
now.
And they also robot as well. So yeah, pretty accurate.
Yeah. If you like ice cream, don't forget to smash that subscribe
button. Yeah, you like ice cream and pizza, right? Smash that like button, you know? If you enjoy breathing air, hit the like button, you know?
At the risk of going too dark, hey kids, do you not want mom and dad to die? Smash that like button.
Yo, kids should be listening to this fucking show anyway, you know. Anyway, links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Carlos Romero.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Adam Vale.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, people.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
And Brian Manjoma.
It's been a wonderful ride.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I just realized some Throwdown is coming out to you on Wednesday. Because we got Halloween. Thanksgiving. Boy, Halloween. Yeah, Halloween would be dope, though. I just remember that. Oh, shit. We got fucking Turkey Day. Yeah. Throwdown on Wednesday night, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Keep it locked in. All right. I'm going to let these guys talk about Ghostbusters now, so we'll talk to y'all later. Peace.
This is...